moving can be stressful and expensive, and for commentator Steve Altus, it can be an education in bureaucracy.
I hired a mover to haul my stuff from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles for $1,500. The movers came, loaded up my stuff, and drove off. When I reached L.A., the mover phoned me and said, "You know what? The storage fees I said were included in the price, well, they're not. So it'll cost you $6,000 to get your stuff back." "But I have a contract," I said. "Surely this is illegal." "Yeah, I know. You could sue me. But you'd have to hire a lawyer, file motions, fly back to D.C., rack up hotel bills, and testify in court. That could take months. Meanwhile, I got a driver who doesn't speak English driving around L.A. with a truck full of your stuff. I sure hope he doesn't get lost or confused and unload all your irreplaceable belongings on a street corner in East L.A. It would be a shame to lose it all." They were stealing everything I own with smiles on their faces, and I held the door for them. Replacement isn't possible. Who has an accurate inventory of their belongings anyway? Can you list every book you own, every CD, every shirt and shoe? What was going to happen to my love letters, my tax records, the furniture I built by hand? I could handle being wiped out by a flood or tornado, but the prospect of losing everything because of deliberate maliciousness filled me with rage. I was dealing with a professional extortionist masquerading as a mover, and his brazenness shocked me. Even more amazing was the long list of organizations that could offer me no help. The local police said it was a civil matter. Pay up, then sort it out in court, was their advice. So I contacted small claims court. Unfortunately, they don't have jurisdiction over an out-of-state moving company. The Interstate Commerce Commission? Sorry, it was abolished in 1996. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration did accept my complaint about the movers. They don't do anything about these complaints, but they're happy to accept them. Something finally worked, because after weeks of limbo, the movers called to say they would deliver my belongings for only $250 extra. Bitterly, I accepted their offer, and later that day my stuff arrived. They got their $250 extortion payment, and even had the gall to ask for a tip. With great pleasure, I stiffed them.
Steve Altus now lives in Los Angeles.